this election, there's a ballot initiative meant to help victims of child sex trafficking. If approved, Amendment 2 would set up a permanent fund, an estimated $2 million a year for services like counseling or housing. But while the idea of child sex trafficking is disturbing, the scale of the problem isn't always backed up by reliable data. WABE's Lisa Hagen reports.
If Amendment 2 is adopted, strip clubs would pay a fee of $5,000 or more into a dedicated fund each year. Also, extra fines would come from people found guilty of trafficking-related crimes, like pimping or purchasing sex from a minor. Republican State Senator Renee Unterman is a key sponsor of the measure, known as the Safe Harbor Act.
You know, I've lived through the recession as a budget writer, and we have robbed Peter to pay Paul to be able to keep our state afloat. Well, this assures that even if you go through very traumatic depression or recession, that children are always going to be taken care of.
The logic sounds simple enough. Punish the bad people and strip clubs and use that money to help kids in need. To convince voters, Unterman points to a figure that disturbs her, the number of child exploitation investigations opened by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation last year.
If you consider 4,000 cases, I consider that an epidemic.
But the GBI told WABE those 4,000 cases aren't all proven instances of trafficking. In fact, in a 2014 report, the agency said, quote, while it's largely assumed that human trafficking is both widespread and underreported in the state of Georgia, these assumptions are unsubstantiated by research. The GBI went on to say it found evidence of human trafficking was primarily anecdotal.
I don't think it's spreading like wildfire.
Heather Stockdale heads Georgia Cares. It's a nonprofit that works with every child trafficking victim found in the state.
I think that this is been there all along, but it feels very overwhelming when it's a new field that we have very little research on.
Stockdale believes the sexual exploitation of children is underreported, but shies away from the big numbers Senator Unterman and others sometimes use.
So I think we just have to be careful. You know, right now this is a very kind of popular issue and thing that people like to talk about. And it really, because of the horrific nature of this crime, people go 0 to 60 very quickly.
The best data she has is that last year, Georgia Cares served 469 youth it identified as having been trafficked. In this state, anyone 17 or younger who exchanges sexual activity for money or anything of value is considered a trafficking victim. Stockdale does support Amendment 2. She says the organizations she works with need the money for medical and mental health providers, social workers, tutors, and crucially, housing.
The problem is that right now we only have 31 beds for that emergency placement.
31 beds for the whole state, and none of them are open to boys, transgender youth, or anyone who's pregnant. Stockdale says though not all of the 469 youth they serve need those beds, it's still a big gap. Now, there's also the issue of whether or not strip clubs are responsible for fixing all of this. Lawyers for Atlanta strip clubs argue they don't contribute to the trafficking of children and shouldn't be forced to pay for it. They say they already abide by strict government regulations. Those lawyers say they're waiting to see if the amendment passes, then they'll decide whether or not to sue. Also, many social scientists argue that the real origins of this problem are factors like poverty, difficult home lives, and a lack of safe housing.
I think the focus on child sex trafficking does not look at the underlying causes of child vulnerability.
Elena Shi is a sociologist at Brown University. She worries about the narrow focus on fighting child sex trafficking.
Unfortunately, it is pulling resources away from a broader set of needs that children have.
Senator Unterman acknowledges that if the Safe Harbor Amendment passes, Georgia has no solid game plan to effectively fight child sex trafficking.
It is important, first of all, to be transparent, and second of all, to be outcomes-based. But when you're in that infancy stages of creating the infrastructure, it's like you're fighting a fire and you want to save every child's life. And we didn't have time to do that.
She says she doesn't know how a future state commission would distribute the money raised by Amendment 2, but she says it's a start for the children. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.